continue the halachot that we're learning, the halachot periyah v'ribiyah, the Ramaz posek. Adam sherose lisa isha, she'en abad banim. A person wants to get married to a lady that's unable to have children. V'hu adayin lo kiyem periyah v'ribiyah, he didn't fulfill pur. En kufin oto shelo lisa ota. Today, Beddin cannot force him not to marry. Even though from the law it should be that we should force him against his will, he should not marry such a lady. Because really she is unable to have children and he has a mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirur Vu. Mikol makom hu chayav legaresha. However, if he got married, he's obligated to divorce her. Bechdei lekayem periyah v'riviyah. In order to fulfill his mitzvah. Again, but Beit Din is not going to force him today to get divorced in such a case. But he's making an avon. Because he's staying married to a lady that cannot bring him children. And he has this great mitzvah to fulfill. V'en b'chi agavna chedem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Shelo legarsha ba'al korcha. Normally the halakha says from the Torah that a person is allowed to divorce his wife against her will. Get is against the will of the lady even. However, Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana that people should not divorce their wives against their will. There's a takana of Rabbeinu Gershom that the lady should not divorce only when she accepts a get mirsona, willingly. However, in this case, since he has to fulfill Peru Urvu, the chayram of Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't apply. And even if the only way to get divorced is against her will, the Beit Din will allow such a divorce in order that he can get remarried. Im adam osik b'Torah, v'Torah yachbat adir, he's learning. U'mityare lisa isha, he's worried if he gets married, shelo yitrach b'mizonot. He's going to have now an all, he's going to have a yoke on his neck to support, to make a living. V'yitbatil min haTorah, he's not going to be able to learn. Mutar lehitacher, he's allowed to delay. Doesn't mean he should not get married. He's allowed to delay from this mitzvah, so long as his yetzer hara is not overtaking him. So again, you need two conditions: that he's learning, he's not fooling around, he's not just wasting his time. Nafsho hashka b'Torah, he's a matmid, and he's worried that if he gets married, the tercha of parnasa is going to be overbearing him, and therefore he's patur, meaning he could delay until a later time. Halakha continues on these mitzvot. Nihreku haposkim. There's a machloket amongst the poskim. Ima megadel yatomo yetoma kiyem bazeh pur. If a person raises in his house an orphan, yatomo yetoma, it's a machloket if he fulfills this mitzvah of periyah v'ribiyah. Umikol makom, im hulid ben ubat. If a person had a boy and a girl, v'gidel umetu bar minnan, and they died, v'gidel yatom v'yetoma, and then instead he went and he raised the yatom v'yetoma, bezeh lekul alma kiyem mitzvat pur. But to everybody, since he had, then they passed away, then he's raising a boy and a girl, so everybody will say that he fulfilled. Av she'adam kiyem pur, even after a person fulfilled the mitzvah periyah v'ribiyah, lo ya'amod belo isha. According to the Rif, it's a sud deoraita. According to Harambam, it's a sud rabbanan. To show you that what, how important it is for a person to be married, even after he fulfilled periyah v'ribiyah. He doesn't have to worry if he's going to get married, he's going to have mahlukot. No, he doesn't have to worry about that. That's what the Ham says. Adam sheyesh lo ben ubat shekiyem periyah v'ribiyah, v'haben v'abat lo nisu kelal, o shaben nasa elonit, ha'ab patum periyah v'ribiyah. If a person has a boy and a girl, Adam sheyesh lo ben ubat shekiyem periyah v'ribiyah, he fulfilled periyah v'ribiyah with a boy and a girl, v'ben v'abat lo nisu klan, and the boy and girl never got married,
Or Shaben Nasa Ilonit, or the boy got married to an Ilonit, they can never have children. The father is patur in that case of priyavri. He fulfills his obligation. Last halacha that's brought down in the post scheme. Hayulu banim biyoto goy. Let's say a person wasn't Jewish. He had children. Vinitgayiru. And then everybody converted. Who? Vehem. Hare ze kiyem periyav rebiya. That's Shulchan Aruch. Once they convert, so now already they convert with the mitzvah of Peru Urvu. Aval, Evet Kena'ani was also a goy. Now they freed him. And they freed his children as well. Lokiyim. Why? The ends are om yuhas acharav ve'avduto. Because we have a rule that the children of an Eved are not considered lineaged after the father. And therefore it's not considered like his Zera. The Zera of a goy, it's his Zera, it's his lineage. But an Eved has no lineage. And therefore, even when he's freed and he becomes totally obligated in mitzvot, him and his children, still they do not fulfill the mitzvah of periyah v'ribyah based on what he did already.